This is Radio Equal Shock with your host, Alex Smith.
All those public lands clothed in lawns and decorative trees, they don't do anybody any good, and people are going hungry. Why haven't authorities clued in to the rising cost of food and poverty? I'm Alex Smith. We live in a lost landscape of the Victorian and middle-class city. Chris Tomlinson and the Gorillas of Love are determined to change all that. In the UK, Chris, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Hello, EcoShock people. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a gorilla gardener.
It starts from, there was a book called The Green Pages, written by John Button back about 10 years ago now. And being a vegan from 1987, he kind of picked up on the issue of vegans are just as much consumerists as the rest of sort of normal folk who might have other diets, to which, as usual, I read a lot, and it sort of prodded my conscience, and it sort of progressed from there. I started to grow my own food with an allotment, and then from that allotment, I got so addicted, I thought, sod just growing in allotment sites, take it further and grow in local neighbourhoods.
Are you still active in Nottingham, or have you moved on?
I moved from Nottingham, and when I was staying in Hastings, I planted quite a few trees and perennial vegetables and what have you, really, stuff like that.
And seeds don't cost a lot, but fruit and nut trees do. Where would you get the funding for that?
They got the funding for getting the fruit trees. I've not really yet done nut trees. It's interesting you raised that, because that would be inevitable progression. I got the funding from Ecotricity and the Lush Cosmetics people, who have sort of shops around the world, I believe.
And we're talking with Chris Tomlinson, who adds edible plants to the city. He's the founder of this group, Gorillas of Love. Chris, are there other gorillas out there surreptitiously changing the landscape?
There's the little group I've done, Gorillas of Love, was just to get the funding, which is me. It's out in the open now. But there are gorilla gardeners right across the world, so I believe, from arty people doing it just for art purposes and to people like myself, are growing it for food and sustainable reasons.
What tips do you have for people who want to give it a try? How do we do it?
Well, first of all, it's interesting to say about cost-effective. I'm sure around the world there's different people, different sites for this, but it's a thing called FreeCycle, where you can sort of go online and offer your goods or things you can offer, skills or actual products. And I put an ad out for free for seeds, and I had a year's supply. So that was quite amazing. So it didn't cost me a penny for the seeds, and for the trees, as I say, I got funding. And coincidentally, I get the trees from Agroforestry Research Trust, Martin Crawford's charity that he set up, which is a really interesting little project.
Do you have to sneak about at night, or can you just casually walk up and plant a place, maybe dressed as a plausible city worker? Or what? How do you do that?
It helps if you get yourself a fluorescent jacket. I've got one with Brighton Hove written on the back, so it's exactly what the council workers would use if you want to do it in the daytime. But planting a tree can be quite a lot, can take a bit of a while, so yeah, I've planted them in the small hours. Yeah.
And what sort of places do you look for to do your planting?
Oh, unbelievably, I've planted, most of my successes have been in people's front gardens and public parks as well, and just to sort of blend in. Actually, in Hastings, they kindly actually put a tree guard around one of my trees and mulched it for me, because I obviously thought it was one of theirs. So camouflage your trees and have it done by your local council.
They adopted your tree. I love it. Well, what about the authorities? Have you had any problems with the police, or have you even had food plantings ripped out?
Yeah, I've had. Unfortunately, it's the trees that go first, because they just stand out. So I've had quite a few trees lost, about at least five now. And had I had trouble with the police, I've actually had a stop and search. And a run-in with one, PC Marriott. And he was fine, though. He said he's got an allotment in Battle. He was a nice side of the police. So it's not all bad. It's all sort of, it's wins and losses. And
yeah, it's terrible to be caught with those carrot seeds in your pockets.
Because the worst thing that can happen in England, it's civil offence. It's just sort of minor trespass. I mean, the landowner can issue a notice to leave his land, or you could just be fined, which would be quite ironic when I consider it as quite a noble thing that I do, actually enhancing sort of run-down areas. I do operate in waste grounds, and I've been picked up on disturbing pieces of ground before because of wild sort of plants that might not be weeds to the unseen eye. And I'm trained in horticulture, so I understand not just to get into a piece of ground and rip anything out and replace it. Be quite sensitive on what you're doing, really, and read a good book on gardening, because it is gardening after all.
Yes, and you may not be able to get back and water it, so you're going to have to think about what could really survive where you plant it.
Exactly, watering, yeah. Always plant nearby. A, that's good to keep an eye on your little patch, and B, watering in the summer. I've learned the hard way, Alex. I certainly have. You learn as you go along.
And I suppose humans are not the only ones to benefit. Some of our animal friends could use a little help as well. Is that what happens?
Yeah, well, when I was living in Hastings, in the back garden where I created a mini forest garden, I did notice an increase in sort of birds and even had bats, because one part of the garden at the back of the garden I just left wild. So I was quite amazed by that, yeah.
In the big picture, Chris, our city seems so purposely hostile, not just to nature, but even to the citizens. We pave over as much as we can to save maintenance costs, and then we plant the most boring ground cover and trees with no possible help for the population. How did we get into such a situation, do you think?
I think it's all from the mass consumerist drive that we're on, and hence the occupations happening across the globe. And I'd just like to say here, I think guerrilla gardeners have been doing occupations a lot longer than these Johnny-come-latelys. They're up, put me out of the block. And we do permanent occupations once you put a tree in. If it gets left alone, that's my little occupation, I suppose. But getting back to your question was, I suppose people have become disconnected from the environment around them. And it's quite sad. It saddens me in my heart. But as soon as you touch that soil, like I have, because I had a breakdown a little while ago and threw things quite down about life, gardening actually saved me. And I'd recommend it to anyone if they want to reconnect. Just get yourself a packet of seeds and take an allotment plot. It's not I'm against anything either. I'm in favour of anyone doing any form of growing. You know, all power to their elbows.
Well, you're not the first one who's been saved by gardening, I have to tell you that. You know, when I was in Morocco, the avenues were lined with orange trees. Everyone had free oranges. Is there any sign the UK is beginning to rethink this ban on creating an edible landscape?
Well, I think that's because of Transition Towns, Rob Hoskins. What he's done is fantastic. I just met him in the St. Paul's occupation the other day and shook his hand and said, respect, keep it going, Mr. Hoskins. I think there is a big awakening going on. And as someone said when I was staying in a Radical Roots co-op in England, gardening has become trendy. Unbelievable, but it is. To try and get an allotment plot, you have to be on a very long waiting list now. So there is a resurgence. There's a big change going on the planet at the moment.
What kind of feedback are you getting, if you'll pardon the pun? Have you heard from others around the UK or around the world?
Because I regularly check Richard Reynolds' website, www.guerrillagardening.org. That covers anyone can sort of send things in, and he'll have videos on there, and that's kind of our sort of international touch line to see what's going on out there.
Great. Well, we've been talking with Chris Tomlinson from the UK. He's been busy planting food in the cities of Britain as the founder of this group, Guerrillas of Love, which turns out to be mainly him, but there's lots of others following your lead, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you for what you do.
Thanks very much, Alex. All power to anyone for any change in the world. We need it. Thanks.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.